Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is April 1st, 2009, day 68. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding the porn that's plagued me for years in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. It's been a while since I last spoke with you, about 5 days or so, and I'm doing well. I hope you are. I'm pretty amazed, actually, at how many people have listened to this podcast. It's somewhat intimidating and humbling. As I started it for myself, I had no idea that that many people would actually listen and subscribe and respond and that sort of thing. I had some responses at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. You know, feel free to contact me there. Just let me know how you're doing. That's an encouragement to me and to some others that I know listen to this podcast. So, you know, just want to encourage you to, you know, talk if you need to. I had looked up a couple different verses and things, and I always use YouVersion.com to look into what we're going to talk about today. And I wanted to talk about integrity. Integrity can be looked at a couple different ways, but generally as a society, we look at integrity as, or we look up to someone that has integrity, you know, that keeps their word, does what they say they're going to do. You know, they just tend to, people that are looked at as people of integrity are very, you know, they're not generally looked down upon in society. And that's important in our walk with God to look, you know, as though, or not look, but be men of integrity or woman of integrity. That's important to God. It shows consistency and you know, our willingness to, or self-discipline, I suppose, is the best way to put that. One thing I thought was interesting is, like I said, I use YouVersion.com just because there's so many different versions of the Bible. I can look at different translations, that sort of thing, and it's easy to search for keywords. So I looked up integrity, and I found, well, the first thing I found is there are so many different verses from Job where he's mentioned as a man of integrity. Or being tested, his integrity is being tested. You know, you probably already know the story of Job, but I thought that to be interesting. So he's a good example of what a true man of integrity is. But the verse I wanted to focus on here is actually in Proverbs. There's actually two verses. And the first one says, from Proverbs 20, verse 7, "The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them." And you don't really need to get into that verse too much. You know, it's pretty obvious that godly people walk with integrity. But blessed are their children who follow them. We need to be an example to children. And again, I'm preaching to myself too. But we need to be an example to our children if we have them, or others. There's always someone that looks up to you. It's very rare that there's no one that looks up to you, or to any one person. We need to be an example. And even if that example is not outright an apparent or apparent, you know, in our lives, we need to be an example to those people that look up to us, our children, even our wives or husbands, if you're a woman listening to this, in looking, you know, at porn, that example, even though many people are not going to see that, they're certainly, you know, at that time when someone asks you, hey, what do you think about this? You know, they may question you about pornography, about women, that sort of thing. Your judgment's going to be skewed if you look at pornography regular. Your judgment in words and that sort of thing, even though you don't think it is, and you may be very clever and be able to, you know, go around that or do your best to not let it affect you, but ultimately it does affect you. The more you don't look at porn, the more you'll see that. And I'm just speaking from my own experience. Like, you know, I've dealt with porn for 17 years or so now. And in my own experience, the times I don't look at porn, I can definitely see a change, even though I don't want to admit that to myself. And so, again, the godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. The second verse is Proverbs 11:20. The Lord detests people with crooked hearts, but he delights in those with integrity. Crooked can mean many things. This is the New Living Translation, but crooked hearts can mean many things. But you get the general idea that to be a man of God, a woman of God, you need to have your heart in the right place. Looking at pornography and lusting every day or every few days or whatever. I'm not saying it's not easy to do and it doesn't happen once in a while. Everyone slips up in some way or another. Unfortunately, you know, that's not being a person of integrity. It's not being having a pure heart, a heart after God. And even though that's not easy, you know, that's what we're striving for, is an actual heart change. So he delights in those. God delights in those with integrity. Now, I wanted to give you a little bit just from my own example today. This may be a common scenario for you. You wake up, you know, you don't want to look at pornography. You don't want to do anything else. Or you may have the exact, on another day you wake up, you do want to look at pornography. I mentioned a long time ago that in the morning, when people wake up, men's testosterone level is higher. There's a greater temptation then, especially if you're alone, to look at porn. It's just the way it is. Because your testosterone levels are higher, you have a greater desire. That's just the technical side of it. It actually gets lower as the day goes on. You know, something else can bring that back up. But in general, just naturally that happens. So for me, you wake up, you know, if you find yourself alone, it's easy to look at porn. Today, for the first time in a long time, it wasn't that I didn't have the desire or that in the back of my mind, rather. The interesting thing was I thought to myself, I want a heart after God. And to do that, I know I have to keep my focus on the straight and narrow, to keep my focus off of the worldly things and on what God would have me to do. That's probably the first time that's happened in a very long time where I actually thought that right off the bat. That's really a difficult thing to do. And that's just through prayer and God changing my heart through doing this and a few other things. But that's really, you know, getting into his word, listening to some sermons on some different things, focusing my life around what God would have for me, not on what my desires are. So, you know, I just want to encourage you as well as myself to continue to pray about this. You know, we each need to beat habits different ways. So pray that God shows you that you can walk away from this somehow. Whether it be doing just what I'm doing, you know, this through things that help block porn, not just block it, but, you know, an accountability partner. There's different thoughts on the best way to do that. You need to figure out what works for you. I've gone many years not being able to figure that out, and this seems to work pretty well. So That's pretty much it. So let's say a word of prayer, and that'll be it for today. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this time that we have to briefly talk about sin in our life and addiction, Lord, and how you can help us overcome that. We ask, Lord, that you would help you to be first and foremost in our minds, that we can think of you the moment we wake up, that we need to be after you in your heart and what you would know is good and have for us. Help us to keep our focus on you and help us to stray from the desires that want to destroy us. We ask that you would continuously help us and guide us through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll see you next time.